are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting. AJ writes, doctor, my 15-year-old won't quit wearing short skirts. Girls these days are wearing less than mini skirts. Her mother doesn't live with us. How do I control what's in her closet and what she wears? See, this is what's interesting use of the words with this email is the word control. We as parents lose control, don't we? And somebody would say, well, that's the problem. The dad wants to control as opposed to work with her. You need to work with her. Cut the psychological psychobabble. No. Okay, we're parents. All right, we are losing control. Hey, let's get control back. Your kids should not be dressing up like Hoochie Mamas. They do. Just like we were talking about the previous hour, the kids should not be having sex. When did we lose the control? Now, mind you, if we need to figure out how to make this work with our teenagers, we have to be less controlling. I get that, but you never lose control. If you're the parent, you always stay in control. The day you lose control as the parent is the day that kid is not being parented. Now, many kids don't need to be parented. They turn 19. They turn 20. They're living on their own. They're supporting themselves. Yeah, they could use some parental advice, etc. But you lose control because they don't need your control. They're paying for themselves. I did. All right. When I was 18, I moved out. I did not like the control my parents had over me. I didn't want their control. They kept saying, well, if we pay the bills, we make the rules. Like, well, I want to pay my own bills. And I wanted to get a job. They wouldn't let me. They didn't want me to, you know, usurp their controls. I just moved out. Got my own job. Got my own place. It was rough. But, there's control in that matter. But if you have a 15-year-old, you stay in control. So I have no problem with that terminology at all. Okay, control is fine. Now, do we have an issue with these girls wearing skirts shorter than shorts? Absolutely. I bought a dress, and I bought it in, I don't even think it was the junior section. I thought it was the women's section. And it, you know how you have the knee, and then you have the pelvic area, and skirts should not be really above the knee or halfway. This is more than halfway above the knee. More than halfway, mid-thigh. And, I wear it with boots, and I'm going to get, like, a longer coat, right, so I feel like I could cover my legs because it's a really nice dress and I spent money on it. But that's the style now these days. Skirts are short. Now, mind you, I always wore my mini skirts still went to the knees. I still love wearing long skirts, okay? I'm usually very conservative, only lately. You know, since I lost some weight and I got some really sexy boots, I've been now kind of wearing some of the style. I'm not wearing my 90s or my 80s clothes anymore. I've been wearing, you know, stuff more recently. But I am a little frightened by what I see my friends' daughters wear. 11-year-olds are wearing mini skirts. What is going on here? Now, it's interesting because not all my friends' daughters do that. A lot of my friends' daughters, they still wear skirts at the knees, or they wear pants, or they wear, you know, a long dress, etc. There are ways to look good, but you can tell they have control. But these other parents, I blame the parents. When I see these 12, 13, 14-year-old in mini skirts, I look at the parents and I go, "What are you thinking?" You know, we were at a bar mitzvah last year, and it was the day service. Okay, this was the day service at temple. Now, mind you, I understand wearing party clothes at night for adults, but we're talking your prayer clothes. There were girls in these Hoochie Mama short skirts during prayer time. what the hell is that? And then I come to find out that they're 12, 13-year-olds. So this is an issue. Now, of course, you can't change style, but you can control what your kids wear. Now, what about a compromise? Well, one compromise is they wear leggings. If they wear leggings or tights, you'll allow it. That's one compromise. But no mini skirts bare-legged. And maybe that's one compromise. If I had a daughter, that's what I would do. Of course, still try for the, you know, dress appropriately and try not to dress like a hoochie mama. But if that doesn't work, maybe you could get away with something like that, where you have to wear the leggings. Another way to get around it is put your kids in a school that has a dress code. Why not? Why not? I love it when the school has a dress code. First, I even think the students are relieved a little bit. Okay, maybe not the popular girls who have the best closet and the best wardrobe anyway, but we're talking about, remember how much it stunk that if you wore the same outfit, right, two times in a month, people would make fun of you? Well, my parents were poor. It was really hard to mix and match. All right, but for some reason, somebody in the 80s and maybe even the 70s made some rule that you can't rewear the same outfit twice in a month. That was ridiculous. Okay, yet look how many problems you solve with the uniforms. Plus, you don't have to keep buying clothes. Yeah, the uniform prices are ridiculous. $40 for a shirt. Are you kidding me? But you're done for the year. You buy a couple shirts, you buy a couple pants, you are done for the year. The only clothes your kids buy are their weekend clothes. Or I'd say play clothes, but I guess 14 and 15-year-olds don't play anymore. They wear miniskirts. So, you know, there's ways to do it. Okay, the other thing is look at the teen magazines. Like, for example, I used to always get Teen Magazine and 17, all right? And look at the styles and look at what they're wearing. And then look with your son or daughter and say, I like this, I like this. Okay, I'll let you buy this, or I'll buy it for you. But, you know, sometimes working with them, but you still maintain that control. Don't ever give that up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, we'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, now this is this was a headline that just kind of shocked me. Apparently there's a Chinese man who's 26 years old, but he was very frustrated at still being single. So he lives in China. I believe he had moved to Jiangxing, was working long hours, my guess suffering from some sort of depression, and he was so upset at being single that he decided to cut off his own penis. Then he decided to bicycle to the hospital for treatment. When he got there to the hospital, the doctor said they couldn't save, I guess, his manhood because he forgot to bring the amputated part. So, unfortunately, they couldn't reattach it. Now, they say he has been depressed, that since he moved to the city, he could not find a girlfriend. Plus, he was working long hours in a clothing factory and felt that he would never have had a chance to meet a woman. So, his depression got so bad that he did this. Now, some of you will ask me and say, now, wait a second here. Okay, maybe that's a little bit more than depression. Well, remember, depression can cover a whole wide gamut, a wide range, okay? Some of us can be like, oh, you know, I'm really depressed about my ratings. You know, I got the ratings in, they were kind of low, I'm kind of depressed about that. Okay, so you could have some very specific depression about something you're depressed about. You know, oh, man, yeah, I love my job, yeah, but, you know, we got to go and spend the holidays with the in-laws, so I'm kind of depressed about that. Okay. All right, so it kind of puts you in a funk. It puts you in a bad mood. You could have that, all right? And we call that situational depression. Sometimes situational depression could last longer. Somebody died. So there was a situation that made you depressed. Okay? Doesn't mean you have true, full-blown psychological depression. It means you're in a situation that made you depressed. Sometimes, however, based on your baseline mentation, that situational depression, you'll just bounce right back or you will completely crump. So even if you get, let's say, quote-unquote, depressed because of an environmental trigger, something happened, you had to move, you got divorced, somebody died, you didn't get into a relationship, okay? That doesn't necessarily lessen the severity of what the depression could be or lead to. Then you have clinical depression where a person could fall into and be there a little bit more chronically. Yes, there's acute depression. There's chronic depression. But many of these clinical depressions are people where no matter how good their life is going, all right, they cannot get out of their funk. They're depressed. They don't like life. They don't like who they are. They don't like the way they look. They don't like anything. Even if it's something that everybody else likes, they just don't like it. When you ask them to find something that you like, is there anything that you like? Eh. All right. That real funk, that to me is the true clinical depression. Now, should we maybe not call this Chinese single man who chopped off his penis depressed? Should we use some other term? Well, he did have a depressed mood. He wasn't elated. I mean, that does qualify. But the reason why it's so important for us to try to dissect is I think we're under-treating a lot of people out there. Or we're mistreating. So somebody who's depressed that will amputate part of his body may not, I don't know, need the same type of treatment as somebody who has clinical depression. See what I mean? Now, maybe the antidepressants will work on both types, but maybe not. Okay? Now, some of these people who have unfortunately shot other people or done massacres, etc., we most likely will find in their medical records, once those medical records are revealed, whether it's James Holmes, Adam Lanz, etc., that there was some type of anxiety or some type of depression. Now, when are we going to start demarcating or delineating, right, or changing our criteria, right, or you know, I think delineating is the best word for it, okay? What is one type of depression versus another type of scenario where the person is not in the best of mood and then they do something wicked or murderous. And it's frustrating because his headline is talking about how he was depressed. He was depressed. Okay, well, yeah, he could have been depressed, but how do you know that that depressed person you have, okay, is going to just kind of sit in their room and kind of wallow in their sorrow and need to be cheered up? Or are they going to go and cut off a body part? Or are they going to go and shoot up a movie theater? This is why we need to have a better screening system, a better testing. We talk about stress tests for hearts. Why the hell don't we have some sort of a stress test for your mentation? Okay? Are we able to turn you into a killer under certain testing? Now, the military does psychological training exercises, don't they? Don't they test our soldiers on how much they can handle so they don't break? And that may not be, you know, certain aspects of our military, but let's say Navy SEALs or whatever, right? Like if you get caught, okay, are you able to withstand certain pain? Are you able to withstand certain grilling? Okay, so you don't give away all the Army secrets, so to speak. So, I mean, there are ways. Now, mind you, that training is not fun. Okay, boot camp isn't. But if there's ways to train, then there's ways to test. All right, is this person going to talk? Now, mind you, until your life is really in jeopardy, I don't think you could ever 100% predict, but there's got to be some sort of stress test or some sort of barometer we could use to know that you're not going to go haywire. And this person, he hurt himself, and it's sad he did it. It's fortunate he didn't hurt others. But look at the thinking. Now, could he have suffered from psychosis and decided to hide that, saying, well, I was just depressed because I couldn't get a girlfriend? I mean, did he think that the penis was eating him? But usually people with psychosis don't think about covering it up like that. They'll tell people it wanted to eat me, and that's why I cut it off. Anyway, let's now talk about this new depressive, a new antidepressant. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a new fast-acting antidepressant that they say could alleviate symptoms of depression within days and not like the weeks or months that our current selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors take as long. They say scientists here in the U.S. have discovered that blocking a hormone in the brain, a hormone receptor in the brain, induces fast-acting antidepressant effects in mice, indicating a new potential new class of treatments. The study's senior author is Dr. Stephanie Dulawa, associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral neuroscience at the University of Chicago. She said one of the biggest problems with the treatment of depression is the delay in onset of therapeutic effects. We got to come up with faster medications. And if you have severe depression, what can we give you? Now, there's been talk of they've been using like ketamine, scopolamine, magic mushrooms, LSD. So there's been, you know, talk of using other substances. But again, what are we looking at in terms of side effects? So we go back to what we know, and it's these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. If you can keep your serotonin up, all right, then that'll help fight depression, and sometimes pretty quickly. But since these medicines take a while to take effect, then what we have here is the need for something that's fast-acting. So they looked at the serotonin receptors, and serotonin 2C receptors stood out. They said if you block these receptors in mice, it reduced depression-like behavior in as quick as 5 days compared to the usual 2 to 4 weeks. So he said we observed fast-acting therapeutic effects in multiple behavioral tasks after we administered compounds that selectively block serotonin 2C receptors. Now, the selective 2C receptors normally inhibit the release of dopamine. Now, dopamine is another neurotransmitter that is related to mood. So when you block the 2C receptor, more dopamine is released. So what they found in these rats or these mice is how they could see the levels of the biomarkers showing that the dopamine was released and that this possibly worked. I really don't know how you tell a depressed mice from a non-depressed mice. My guess is they were jumping around doing the dance when they saw the piece of cheese, as opposed to not. But this is cool. Now, they say that there are some antidepressants already marketing that 2C, all right? But again, we still have a lot, a long way to go until this is something we could use. Stay free. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dalli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so people are extremely, extremely upset as they're getting cancellation notices under Obamacare. From what we understand, many Americans were looking at close to 2 million of us are going to be receiving cancellation notices from our insurers. The White House conceded yesterday that it's true that many plans do not meet Obamacare's minimum standards, so Americans won't get to keep them. Now, we all thought that President Obama years ago said whatever plans we were on get grandfathered in. We don't lose our plan. We don't lose our doctor. We get to just continue as is. So Obamacare isn't really affecting us. Okay? You know, whoever doesn't have insurance, they'll hopefully get Obamacare. So it's supposed to be a win-win for everybody. Yet, unfortunately, back in 2010, the IRS wrote that 40 to 67% of those policies will relinquish their grandfather status anyway. All right? So I guess if these plans want to be a part of the healthcare exchanges, then I guess they have to drop the older plans. That's how you're losing your insurance. Now, people are pretty upset because they thought that whatever Obama promised, they would get. Okay? And we still don't have enough people that to make this all worth it that have signed up. From what we understand, the head of it, this isn't Kathleen Sebelius. It's, I believe, the lady who reports to Kathleen Sebelius for this is the Medicare chief, Marilyn Tavenner, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She had to apologize for the website malfunctions, but she will not answer how many people have signed up. She kept saying that 700,000 have applied, but she wouldn't tell us how many signed up. And I think we all have kind of figured out that people can't sign up. Now, is that the biggest deal in the world? Should people be making, you know, a big deal about it and you know, crying impeachment? Well, even though it's a symptom of a real, real problem that we have, I don't think we're making too big a deal of this, to be honest, because it is a big deal. If we have to have health insurance, and I understand that they delayed that. You know, they delayed us having health insurance by March 31st. But if you're getting dropped by your plan. Now, I haven't gotten my letter yet, but I'm assuming I will, because I don't think my insurance covers maternity. We didn't need maternity. We didn't buy a plan that covered maternity. So if my insurance plan doesn't cover maternity, I'm screwed. Okay? Just like a lot of us are screwed, whether we have insurance or not. Alright? Unfortunately. So, if I get my letter saying January 1, I'm off, yet I can't sign up for new health care, that March 31st does nothing for us. All the March 31st does is help us with that tax. The tax is the last thing on our minds right now. It's figuring out how to get health insurance, and this Obamacare is causing us to lose our health insurance. So, you know, yeah, it was very nice to get an apology, but this is messed up. And the Democrats aren't going to give in saying, okay, well, you know, all right, we screwed up. Let's put it off or let's get rid of Obamacare. No, they aren't going to do that. The most they're going to do is put it off until after the election. But we can't put this off. We're losing our health insurance. We're getting canned from our current health insurance. Okay, it was one thing to try to deal with 35 million Americans not having health insurance, and it stunk. All right, so, you know, trying to get them hired back, trying to tell employers don't worry about the tax, get them health insurance, trying to come up with this Obamacare exchange, which they couldn't do in time and successfully. Say, look, you'll be able to find cheaper health insurance. You'll be able to make this work. You know, but now you're adding more uninsured. And this is some scary stuff. And many of these people don't have jobs or employers who are going to pay for this. So we are really in a bind. You know, I was talking about it in the first hour. One of you had asked me, you know, why are the Republicans making such a big deal about this? Medicare, Social Security worked out fine. Obamacare is going to work out fine, too. But remember, if you remember back with Medicare and Social Security, all that really entailed was an extra tax. It wasn't as in your face or day-to-day damaging as Obamacare is. Okay? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was huge unemployment with Social Security. I thought there was a boom. I thought there was an economic boom during the time Social Security and the New Deal got laid out. I don't remember there being a recession. This helped throw us into even a deeper recession than when we started. Those of you that can't get jobs, those of you that if you are getting jobs, you're only getting part-time or without insurance, this is in your face. It's not just an added tax. Yeah, there's a tax on top of that, too. That's just a bonus. So Medicare and Social Security wasn't rammed down our throats like Obamacare is. A lot of you that didn't have a problem with Obamacare would tell me, look, Dahlia, you know, it looks like it's just helping the people that need it. It's really not bothering me any. If we're just talking about a little bit of tax, you're going to tax me anyway. I'm not really that involved, so I'm not really going to go one way or the other. Well, now I think you're getting involved because you're losing your own health insurance. Now, some of you say, look, health insurance should cover the 10 essentials, the ambulatory care, the hospital care, emergency care, prescriptions, maternity, rehab, substance abuse. You know, That's nice. I think it's great if an insurance company covers that. Is it going to cover it at 100%? Or is it going to cover maybe five visits a year? Five visits a year doesn't help you with crap. You can't do successful substance abuse treatment or rehabilitation in five treatments a year. What are we losing? And what are we gaining? That's what I want to know. Now, what stinks is I don't even know how to repair this. We came to the realization after the shutdown, although I think many of us realized it after the Supreme Court, that this is the law of the land. The thing is many of us weren't listening to each other. And I have to admit, too, I was not expecting a cancellation notice from my insurance. And who knows, maybe I won't get one. I have to admit, that's new. Because, again, I thought, as President Obama said, we'd be grandfathered in. So whatever health insurance we have will work. Now, I did expect my rates to raise, and they did. So maybe what they did is they raised the rates to cover maternity. I don't need maternity. But remember, in order for this to work, you need young people putting money in the system. So the reason why people on Capitol Hill were giving Taverner. The reason why they're giving her a hard time is in order for Obamacare to not sink our system, we need healthy people buying health insurance. If healthy people can't navigate the system, if healthy people don't want to spend the money, we're screwed. The tax that they're levying will no way touch the amount of sick dollars that are going to be expended as our baby boomers are aging and as we promised everybody health care. We have a huge problem. We understand economics. Okay, and the Democrats, come hook or crook, wanted to get this legislation passed. They did. Nobody read the bill, and by the way, I read the bill, and I still cannot say that I read the bill because I didn't have the other articles to refer to. As you read this bill, it tells you to look at this article, look at this law, look at this. Well, if you don't have that to look, then you technically didn't read the bill. You just read a bunch of words. So we're having problems. This website thing, I know many of you go, it's just a website. But it's part of a major, major cluster. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we kind of have some good economic news. It looks like we got a little bit of a boost with our Halloween. I should say the timing of Halloween. Apparently, sales have been booming with Halloween, and remember, Halloween was celebrated by many of us this last weekend. This was when all the Halloween parties were happening. Plus, in Nevada, we have something called Nevada Day. Now, Nevada Day is usually October 31st, but they usually make it a three-day weekend by giving us off Monday or the following Friday. So we got off the 25th, I guess. So the 25th was the day off for Nevada Day, so people had more time to shop. Now, I am a little nervous about this holiday season in terms of Thanksgiving to Christmas, because I think we lose a weekend. Because Thanksgiving comes so late this year, we only have maybe You got Thanksgiving weekend to shop. Then you got the 7th, 14th, 20th. So you really only have 4 weekends. All right? Most of the time you do. But with the way it lies, it's not like it was last year when Thanksgiving, I think, happened on like the 23rd. This time it's the 27th. And those extra shopping days, they really do matter. They do. So, you know, congratulations for those businesses. Now, where I live in Las Vegas, from what I understand, they did really, really well. Although they said national sales were down from last year, Halloween sales are still expected to top $7 billion. Now, Halloween comes second to Christmas. I know many of you think it's Valentine's, but it's not. Halloween is probably next to Christmas. Okay, Thanksgiving, we don't want to be, maybe we buy a lot of turkeys and food. But in terms of decor and costumes, according to 8 News Now, Channel 8 News, Las Vegas, they say Americans spend on average $75 a person on Halloween. All right, nobody seems to stay within their budget, all right, when it comes to the kids. And they also spend on their pets. According to the National Retail Federation, Americans are expected to spend $330 million on animal costumes this year. That's an increase of 65% from 2010. Now, who gets credit for that? I would say Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Okay? Many people will, and this is very odd, but I could see it happening, choreograph a lot of their lives and their celebrations based on what the pictures are going to look like. All right? I mean, you know, you thought stars had to always be worried about what they look like and what their hair looks like and their costume, etc. Now we have millions of Hollywoodites where their picture is going to be up on the cybersphere and could follow them for life. I mean, I have to admit, I got caught up in that same thing. I never really dress up for Halloween. I haven't dressed up in years because I don't want to spend the money on a costume. But I knew my picture was going to get taken. And I knew other people were going to see it. So I had to go, and I probably spent an average of maybe $50 total on the costume and the tights and the whatever. And it was, I mean, you know, and I'm glad I did. But, you know, we're in a world right now where things, whether you want a picture taken or not, are going to be out there. And many times we can now manipulate, it's all marketing, manipulate what people think of us by what we put out there on the cybersphere. I mean, it's very interesting how I'll be friends with people on Facebook for years. I'll finally meet them in person, and they are nothing like what I thought they were on Facebook. You get to make your own identity. It's really cool, kind of creepy. And I think something bad is going to happen because of all this. But for now, this is what people are doing. You know, I have the power, right, to only let you see what I want you to see on my Facebook profile. All right. But the thing is, if somebody else then takes a picture of my big butt, and I'm screwed. But, you know, seeing animal costume sales boom. Why? Because people are taking a picture of the pet and throwing it up on Facebook. Okay, animal pictures and costumes, because think about it, all right, if you're going to have a party and the animal is going to hide in a corner, what's the point? All right, who sees your animal in a costume? You dress the animal up, you take a picture, now it's there for life on the cybersphere. And that's what people are doing. And they're spending money to do that. From what I understand, Halloween Mart, which is usually open all year, hired an extra 70 workers around the holiday to handle the crowds. So I love how we're having seasonal jobs. This is some pretty cool stuff. So I hope you guys are benefiting from some of the festivities. I think that's cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you ask about what type of gear should you have your kids in, protective gear. Are there any sort of brands that are better than others? And according to a new report presented by the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference and Exhibition in Orlando, researchers found that the brand or age of football helmets worn by high school players playing football made no difference on their risk of concussion. So we don't have a special brand. We can't say this reduces concussion risk. All right? The study findings stand in contrast to the claims of many helmet and mouth guard manufacturers who claim that their football gear will reduce the force of impact from tackles and reduce a player's overall risk for concussion. Apparently, Dr. Margaret Allison Brooks and her colleagues looked at 1,300 adolescent football players at 36 high schools throughout the course of last year's football season. 115 of these 1,300 players suffered a sports-related injury. The helmets worn were either Riddle, Shoot, or Zenith. The findings revealed absolutely no difference in concussion rates based on the type of helmet worn or the year it was made. They say players wearing custom-fitted mouth guards actually suffered higher rates of concussions compared to the players who did not wear the mouth guards. That's kind of interesting. All right, but again, I mean, you know, your mouth guards are to protect your mouth. Okay, I mean, I'm sure your dentist would not like you going around not, you know, yeah. So I wish we had a brand for you guys. That's always fun, you know, to be able to say, all right, you know, just like the Dr. Dahlia brand. I would have loved to do that. I'm working on my branding. I think branding is important, coming up with a football helmet that protects kids. I would be afraid to do that because if, God forbid, the kid wasn't protected, I couldn't live with myself, so I probably couldn't do that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. When you tightly swaddle your kid, okay, when you have a little tiny baby and you get them all, shall we say, all kind of tightened up, right, in their little blankie. I used to tortilla wrap, okay, so I would call it tortilla. So I put my kid, I'd wrap it up like, little tortilla! His babysitter called him tortuguita, like a little turtle, because he would poke his head out of the blanket. That could actually hurt their hips. According to Professor Nicholas Clark of Southampton University Hospital, he said swaddling could damage developing hips. Do not tightly swaddle them. These kids need to move. I mean, I would wrap them up so I could carry them. And, you know, a lot of times I'd have to carry them into the bathroom with me or whatever, right? If I didn't want to, I don't know why I wouldn't take the carrier or whatever, so I would just take, you know. So it's easy when they're all, like, wrapped in a little tortilla type of thing. But you don't want to wrap them too tight because they need to move, okay? They need to move their legs, et cetera. But the reason why many parents do this is because they think it's palliative on crying, on colic, may promote sleep. So they wrap them up all nice and tight. But think about it. When your baby was in the womb, he was kicking and his arms were going all over the place when he was sleeping. Babies still have those little myotonic, you know, jerks, right? Clonic jerks. So just be careful. All right, guys. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all have an amazing rest of the day. God bless.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.